Hey guys, welcome to today's Fit Friends Friday episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. My name is Katie, and today I wanted to share a story, an experience that I had this weekend after training a group of instructors, talking about the mindset and the mentality that separates you from someone else. Have you ever gone to, or maybe you set a goal, and then did you ever look back and just kind of get excuses in your head before you even started, almost giving yourself permission or some sort of cop out or making a plan B before you even gave yourself a chance? So I was teaching these instructors this weekend, and there was one gal in particular that before the training was even over, she came up and asked me about the other formats that I taught and that I trained in. So I was curious that, wow, she's really aggressive. She loves it so much. She's wants to do more, right? She wants to add more to her plate because she loved it so much. Well, that wasn't the case. After talking to her and asking a little bit more questions, I soon found out that she said, well, you know, this whole counting, this whole music thing, it's not for me. I don't think it's for me. And I could even see it when she was practicing with the counting and the cueing, right? Counting to the music in order to teach the class, that she would mess up a move, or so she thought, and then just quit and not just pick back off where she left off. And it just really got me to thinking that, you know, there's a couple different types of people in the world, right? Those who set a goal and make a decision. And then there's those who set a goal and they let their mindset, their fear of fill in the blank. Maybe it's a fear of failure. Maybe it's a fear of, you know, what might happen if I do have success with this? How is this going to change my life? Whether it's positive or negative, change is scary. Fear is there, right? But those who just decide that no matter what gets in my way, no matter how challenging this may be, no matter how bad I might suck in the first place, I'm gonna do it. And while absolutely she was not the worst instructor in the room, none of them were terrible, but there's a lot of information, and sometimes, you know, we have to give ourselves a little grace. Sorry, truck, I'm driving. You know, I record my podcast when I'm driving, all about efficient multitasking. But there's so many things that can get in the way. But just because something is hard does not mean that you should quit. Whatever it is your goal is, if you put in the hours, maybe the financial investment, maybe the mental, physical, emotional, whatever investment that you've made it already, and you've come halfway, you've got to at least give yourself the chance to keep going. Know that failure is inevitable, but failure is a good thing, right? We should fail forward, if you've heard that before. Fail forward, because that's the only way that we get better. We can't simply throw in the towel and jump to something else that maybe would be easier or whatever, fill in the blank. Because if you continually have this mindset of, well, I'm not good at that, I'll try something else, or, well, that's not for me, I'm not getting this right away, so I should try something else. It's good to not be good at something right away, you know, especially if something is important to you. And that's the only way we grow, is when we get outside our comfort zone, but more importantly, we get outside of our own head. You just have to decide, make the decision that you are going to make this happen, regardless of what it takes, regardless of the trial and error and the experiments that you have to go through to get there. I often use that word experiment. I don't always like the word failure, or a lot of times I'll use this with my nutrition clients, right? People always think, okay, well, if I make this change, it's permanent. No, just look at everything as an experiment. It works. If it works, great. If it doesn't work, so what? You just try something else and keep going forward until you find the solution, or you get closer, or, you know, you get a little bit further towards that goal. Just make the decision, make up your mind how you're going to finish. Don't worry about when. Don't even worry so much about the how. Just make the decision that you're going to do it And I promise you, by putting that mentality, by putting that energy out in the universe, it will happen. I hope this inspired you to go out there and make it happen. You know, we say that all the time. That's our mantra here on Fit Friends Happy Hour. So whatever it is to you, and you know you're listening, you know what it is. Go out there and make it happen. Bye.